The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 15, Text Number 17, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on May 12, 2009, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 15, Description of the Kingdom of God, Text Number 17. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Vaimanika salalana chadatani shashvad gayanti yatra shamachapanani bartu antarjale nu vikasasan madhuvainam madhuvinam gandhena kandita diopanilam chapanta. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Vaikuntha planets, the inhabitants fly in their airplanes, accompanied by their wives and consorts, and eternally sing of the character and activities of the Lord, which are always devoid of all inauspicious qualities. While singing the glories of the Lord, they deride even the presence of the blossoming Madhavi flowers, which are fragrant and laden with honey. Purport. It appears from this verse that the Vaikuntha planets are full of all opulences. There are airplanes in which the inhabitants travel in the spiritual sky with their sweethearts. There is a breeze carrying the fragrance of blossoming flowers, and this breeze is so nice that it also carries the honey of the flowers. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha, however, are so interested in glorifying the Lord that they do not like the disturbance of such a nice breeze while they are chanting the Lord's glories. In other words, they are pure devotees. They consider glorification of the Lord more important than their own sense gratification. In the Vaikuntha planets, there is no question of sense gratification. To smell the fragrance of a blossoming flower is certainly very nice, but it is simply for sense gratification. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha give first preference to the service of the Lord and not their own sense gratification. Serving the Lord is in transcendental love, yields such transcendental pleasure that in comparison, sense gratification is counted as insignificant.
Mandeha. Shri Guru, Shri Jata, Madakamala, Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha, Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajivam Sajaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Paran Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha.
So, just imagine if you were in Vaikuntha. Where the most amazing breezes were blowing. Carrying the most intoxicating aroma. That just by deeply inhaling that aroma, you would feel yourself carried into deep transcendental bliss. But even though such amazing aromas are available for you to become enlivened by, you wouldn't even care about it. Because you found that serving Krishna is even more important than relishing the wonderful Vaikuntha aromas. So, are the Vaikuntha Vasis, are they artificially restraining themselves from smelling the aroma? That it's so wonderful to smell, but actually I'm not allowed to smell it, so I have to control myself. Is that their situation? No. Because they're finding the pleasure, the bhakti ras, is millions of times sweeter than any aroma ras. We see a nice example of this in Haridas Thakur. The most beautiful young girl came to him in the dead of night. In the most charming way, she took off her clothing and begged the Haridas for sex pleasures. So did he have to restrain himself thinking, I'd really like to do this, but I can't because it's against the principles? No. He wasn't thinking, well, I really want to have sex with this girl, but I'm not allowed to because I took initiation and I can't do it. No, it didn't attract him at all, you see. He was relishing the holy names. There's millions and billions of times more pleasurable than any type of sex pleasure, you see. Just like that householder couple, when I was a brahmachari, they told me that they were chanting 50 rounds of japa because they wanted to have a child. That is our rule, that before having sex, one should chant 50. The husband and wife both must chant 50 rounds of japa. Actually, the Vedic system is very nice. After marriage, when the husband and wife want to try to have a child, before they have sex, they perform Garbhadhan Sanskara. It's a public announcement. They tell everyone, okay, now it's time, we were going to do a Yajna Garbhadhan Sanskara. They give in charity to the Brahmins. It's a big festive thing, like marriage or initiation, something like that. It's a festive thing. To purify the act of sex, they have Garbhadhan Sanskara. So anyway, in ISKCON, we make it a little more simple. We chant at least 50 rounds of japa. Husband and wife will chant 50 rounds of japa before trying to have child. Actually, in one place, Prabhupada says that they take permission of their spiritual master first before trying to have
child.
So anyway, this householder couple, they told me, last night we chanted our 50 rounds for trying to have child. And we were so enlivened by the chanting that we said, oh, let's wait for next month to try to have child. We don't want to come down to the bodily platform. So they were getting this taste, nama ras, you see. They were tasting the sweet pleasure of the name. So much so they decided, we don't want to have sex. Who wants to come down to that platform? Why come down for a landing on the material plane when you can fly high in the sky of fly high in the spiritual sky? So this is the mood of the Vaikuntha Vasis. They simply want to absorb themselves fully in bhakti spirit, you see. They're not even interested to smell the roses. And actually, in our Krishna Ganges movement, we don't smell the flowers. We first offer them to Krishna. Karmi, he sees a nice rose, immediately he wants to smell. Oh, a nice rose. Let me smell. But our devotees believe, no, I will not smell. I will let Krishna smell. Let me offer to Krishna. Of course, then we smell the prasad of Krishna. So it's not the devotees do not enjoy, but we are secondary enjoyer, you see. We make Krishna a primary enjoyer. And we remain secondary enjoyer. And by that, putting Krishna first, then we are properly situated in our constitutional position. Jivara Sarupahai Krishnera Nitya Das. There's no translation for them. That's Bengali, Sanskrit. So, that is the method, how to be truly happy. There's nothing wrong with wanting to enjoy. Anandamayo vyasat. That is the constitutional nature of the living entity. He is enjoyer by nature. So we Hare Krishna people, we are not against enjoyment. But we are opposed to suffering. What they call enjoyment in this material world is simply different types of suffering, that's all.
Това, което наричат наслаждение в материалния свят, са просто различни видове страдания. Това е всичко.
We are never against having a good time, you see.
Ние никога не сме се противопоставили на това човек да си прекарва добре.
We believe in partying 24 hours a day.
Ние вярваме в 24 часа парти.
Having a good time at every minute, you see.
Да си прекарваме добре във всеки един момент.
That is our Krishna consciousness movement.
Това е нашето движение за Кришна съзнание.
Always a festival going on, you see. Hare Krishna festival, you see.
Има Hare Krishna фестивал.
Nice food. Nice music.
Прекрасна музика.
Dancing and singing, you see.
Пътуване, пеене.
A constant celebration.
Постоянно празнуване.
That is Hare Krishna consciousness. But we are against that so-called pleasure, which simply is the gateway to hell. That's what we are against. Because it's harmful. It's destructive. It's a waste of time. Shama eva hi kevalam. It is useless labor to gratify the material senses beyond what is required to keep body and soul together. Why? Because they are not the self. Only because we foolishly still think that we're the body. Only because of that are we inclined for sense gratification. We have not yet fully realized, Aham Brahmasmi, I am spirit soul. So, we have to become convinced completely that I am not this body. Once one is convinced that they are not the body, then one will know that my happiness is not the gratification of the bodily senses. My happiness is Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam. To engage my senses in the service of the master of the senses. So, one who has this realization, they are very nicely situated. They know they're not the body. And they engage themselves completely in devotional service. This is described in the 18th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Text number 54. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nasochati Nakankshati samaksarveshu bhuteshu manbhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments, nor does he ever desire anything. He is equally disposed to every single living entity. And in that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. So Brahma Bhuta is one step away from pure devotional service. So even though we cannot take the pure devotional service immediately, we should strive to come to Brahma Bhuta platform. That means I understand the philosophy correctly and I apply it diligently. Always, 24/7, I'm always applying the philosophy in all of my thoughts, words and deeds. That is Brahma Bhuta. He's fully fixed in following sadhana bhakti without any deviation. So that platform is ecstatic. That Brahma Bhuta platform is very, very blissful. If Brahma Bhuta is that ecstatic, just imagine how ecstatic is pure bhakti. Therefore, we should intelligently give up all forms of material sense gratification. Understanding fully well that they are insignificant. Just not worth it. Why should I invest my time and my energy in a losing investment? We can invest so much time and energy in serving the bodily needs, you see. But I can guarantee you this. No matter how nicely you take care of your bodily needs, no matter how devotedly you serve your senses, my tongue wants this, so I give my tongue that thing. My genitals want sex pleasure, so I give them sex pleasure. No matter how hard you work to gratify your senses when they ask for gratification, you know what the reward will be. Death. That's simply death. So why make a big endeavor when you know at the end that's all you're going to get out of it? Would you want to work for a company whose retirement plan was death? You come work for our company, we'll give you a very nice salary, we'll give you so many perks, and then when we're tired of you, we'll kill you, take you behind the office and shoot you. Would you like to work for that company? Will you sign up and become an employee today? High pay, but instant death. Whenever we feel like it, we're just going to kill you. That's so. Whenever the boss wants, he'll just take you out. Whenever he feels like he'd like to, he'll take you out behind the office and shoot you dead with a pistol. But don't worry, we'll give you a nice salary, we'll give you a sports car. We'll give you a beautiful secretary and a nice office. But whenever the boss wants, he's going to say, okay, now come out. Would you like to work for such a company?
Yes.
He would like to work for such a company.
He said if Krishna is the boss, yes.
If Krishna is the boss, that's a different company. Krishna company, there is no death. You may not get such a big fat salary. You may not get a big fatty salary. You may not have a beautiful secretary. But you will never have to be annihilated, you see. You can simply go on serving Krishna. Feeling completely protected in the shade of his lotus feet. So we have a few minutes left. Are there any questions? Narada Muni Prabhu.
Yes, but Krishna said, yes, Krishna says to Arjuna, fight and you may die.
Yes.
Da.
The body may be annihilated. Yes. That is a fact. It's not that I become a devotee, I think my body will now become eternal. Of course it could, you know. Actually, Arjuna went back, it's described in Baba's books, the Pandavas went back to Godhead and their material bodies became spiritual bodies. That could happen. Of course, the general rule is the material body dies and we leave it and take a spiritual body. But Krishna can do anything. He's all powerful. If he wants, he can transform your material body into a spiritual body. Any other questions? Yeah.
His question is, why is not Krishna described as a person in the Bible? He is described impersonally in the Bible.
No, the person, he is described as a person in the Bible. He said that Lord Jesus sits on the right hand of the Father. Now, do impersons have hands? Have you ever met an imperson that has a right hand? Easy. Our Father who art in heaven, is Father an imperson? You have a father, don't you? Is he an imperson? Father means person. Actually, the Bible is personal. It is stated that man is created in the image of God. So that means man is a person, therefore God is a person.
И ето защо, тъй като човека е личност, следователно и Бога е личност.
The Bible is a personalist scripture.
Така че Библията е персоналистично писание.
Actually, the Vedas are also personalist scriptures.
Ведите също така са персоналист.
The Quran also is personalist.
Пораните също са персоналистични.
But the Shankarites, they take the Vedanta Sutra and they twist the words, the grammatical jugglery of Sanskrit, they twist it for an impersonal understanding.
Но последователите на Шанкара взимат Веданта Сутра и извъртат думите, за да си го обяснят по техния персонален начин.
All the scriptures are actually personal.
Но всички свещени писания всъщност са персоналистични.
But they have twisted the meaning, that's all.
Просто имперсоналистите са изкривили значението им.
Just like that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Как Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Not this one, but the original one. He was an impersonalist.
Той бил имперсоналист.
And he was criticizing Lord Chaitanya that why are you just in this emotional business of singing and dancing? You should study Vedanta.
И критикува Бог Чайтанья, какви са тия работи с тия емоционални танцувания, пеяния, трябва да изучаваш Веданта.
So Lord Chaitanya agreed, all right, I'll become your student.
И Бог Чайтанья се съгласил, добре, ще стане ученик.
So he sat for many days and heard Sarvabhauma speaking Mayavadi philosophy. He silently heard, he didn't say a word. And then Sarvabhauma said, you've been listening, there are no questions. And then Lord Chaitanya spoke. Sarvabhauma said, don't you need something to have some questions so I can clarify your understanding?
Sarvabhauma казал, нямаш някакви въпроси, за да мога да изчистя твоето разбиране, да изясня.
Lord Chaitanya said, the sutras are so clear, there's no need to clarify their for clarification of understanding.
Бог Чайтанья казал, сутрите са толкова ясни, че няма нужда да се изяснява нищо в тяхното значение.
The verses of Vedanta Sutra, they are clear, just like the brilliant sun.
Текстовете на Веданта Сутра са ясни като изгряващото слънце.
But then he told Sarvabhauma, but your commentary is like the covering clouds.
А твоите коментари, за съжаление, са като облак, който покрива слънцето.
Of course, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was shocked. His student was chastising the master, you see.
Разбира се, Sarvabhauma се ядосва, че ученика му го критикува.
That you are distorting and covering the actual meaning of the shlokas by your commentaries.
Казвайки му, че той изкривява и покрива истинското значение на шлоките със своите.
See, that is not guru.
Това не е guru.
Guru makes it more clear by his explanation.
Guru прави.
Bonafide guru, you see.
Истинския guru, той прави нещата по-ясни чрез своите.
Is the guru covers the meaning by his explanation. He is rascal. He is not guru.
Ако той прикрива, обърква още повече истинското значение.
That is one test if the guru is bona fide.
Прикрива истинското значение на.
Does he make it easier to understand the scripture or more difficult to understand the scripture?
Това е един тест за истински гуру. Дали ги прави по-ясни или ги.
If he makes it more difficult to understand, then you know he's not bona fide.
Ако ги прави по-трудни за разбиране, тогава не е авторитетен.
So any more questions?
Well, I got a question.
Yeah.
It's actually concerning the last sentence you said. Well, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakuras are very sophisticated. So,
yes.
Prabhupada is very clear, but you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
No, he has not made it. His commentary has made it more clear. That is the fact. That you may not be able to speak his language. That's another thing. But anyone who is highly learned in English, When they hear the words of Bhakti Siddhanta, everything becomes crystal, crystal clear, you see.
So, isn't it the Prabhupada? I mean,
translation for others.
Въпрос ми беше свързан с това, че поясненията на Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати са на един много висок стил и нали, обикновените хора като мен не могат да ги разберат.
He is written and spoken for the highly advanced English scholars.
И те отговорят, че всъщност Бхакти Сиддханта Сарасвати е писал коментарите си за тези високи, издигнатите английско говорящи учени.
But Srila Prabhupada has made it easily accessible to the whole English-speaking world.
Yeah.
And now his disciples have made it accessible to all the languages of the world also by their translation
work.
Any more questions? You had more last night, you didn't ask all of them.
I don't recall all of them.
Huh?
I can't remember.
No, remember? Okay. We have 5 minutes left. This question, yeah. What do you have?
There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita saying that amongst all who have achieved perfection, a few have seen and have known Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
So his question is it not perfection to know Krishna? So how come?
There is perfect, more perfect, and most perfect. Brahman realization is considered perfect. Paramatma realization is considered more perfect. And Bhagavan realization is most perfect. So out of all of those who become perfect, there's even fewer who have become more perfect. And fewer still who have become most perfect. But in spite of it being such a very, very rare number who are most perfect, if you will chant 16 rounds regularly of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and strictly follow these rules and regulations, we guarantee you will become most perfect. Surpassing the yogis and the gyanis. Without all the austerities that they had to do to achieve their positions. That is the extreme mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kevala Ananda Kanda. It is simply bliss, this process of Krishna Bhakti. Susukam. Recreation. Simply partying 24 hours a day. There is sukham, which is happiness, but then there is su-sukham, very, very happy. So this Krishna Bhakti, it is su-sukham. It is the greatest pleasure, you see. Actually, Krishna means greatest pleasure. So they ask you, why are you chanting Hare
Krishna?
You can tell them, because I want the greatest pleasure. You are taking some 10th class pleasure.
вие получавате някакво десетокласно удоволствие.
Eating, sleeping, mating and offending.
Ядене, спане, самозащита.
But I am taking the first class pleasure.
И размножаване, но аз се наслаждавам на първокласно удоволствие.
It's like on the airplane. There is the economy class, business class, first class, you see.
Както в самолета има първа класа, бизнес класа и икономична класа.
The most comfortable seats, they are the first class.
Най-удобните седалки са в първа класа.
But there are very, very few people fly first class. Mostly they all go economy class, you see.
Но малцина летят в първа класа. Повечето пътуват в икономична.
So Krishna consciousness means first class, you see. You travel first class.
Така че Кришна съзнание означава да летиш в първа класа.
Back to home, back to Godhead.
Обратно към вкъщи, обратно.
This is first class enjoyment, you see. Krishna Prasadam, the holy names, the first class pleasure. Not the 10th class pleasure of karmis. Actually, they don't even go on the airplane. They don't even make it on the airplane. They're stuck at the airport. We have 2 minutes left, yeah.
Ако Брахмана реализацията е съвършенство и Брахман Бута е една стъпка от Кришна Бхакти, защо тогава Бог Чайтания казва, че само Брахман Бута чания покрива значението на сутри?
The Brahma Buddha realization is one step from pure bhakti and is a perfection. Why did Lord Chaitanya say to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he was covering the real meaning of Vedanta Sutra?
In personal philosophy, that is not real Brahma Buddha.
Философията на персонализма не е истинска Брахма Будда.
That's why it is said, Vimukti Maninas. Bhagavatam describes the bliss of the Mayavadis as imaginary.
Bhagavatam описва блаженството на Mayavadите като
they are not situated in actual Brahma Buddha.
Те не са установени на истинска Брахма Будда.
Their Brahma Buddha is a shadow Brahma Buddha. It's not the real Brahma Buddha.
Тяхната Брахма Будда е просто отражение, сянка на Брахма Будда.
But if they get the mercy of a pure devotee, then their shadow Brahma Buddha becomes real Brahma Buddha. It's like Shukadeva and the four Kumaras, you see. If it is Vimukti Maninas, then how it is real Brahma Buddha? It is not real Brahma Buddha. Next question. About maybe 60 seconds. It depends on the Vajari now. Any last question? Yeah.
Дали Кришна Бхакти може да се получи чрез само чрез предан данните или може сам човек да постигне Кришна Бхакти? So the question is Krishna Bhakti achievable only through the association of devotees, pure devotees and Guru? Or one can achieve Krishna Bhakti by himself?
According to Krishna, who is the supreme authority, the association of devotees is required.
Човек трябва да остане спрян да.
Яме бхакта джана парата, на ме бхактасчете джанаха. Мад бхактанам че яй бхактас, те ме бхакта тамамата. Krishna says to Arjuna. He says, one who is my devotee, one who thinks that he can become Krishna conscious just by becoming my devotee, he's not my devotee.
Ако някой си мисли, че може да стане мой предан даден,
He says, now my bhaktash. He's not my devotee. The one who just wants to be my devotee, he's not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So whoever thinks they will be a devotee of Krishna without being devotee of the devotees, they are living in a dream. They are deluded by ahankar. This is why Bhakti Siddhanta has sung, my dear mind, what sort of rascal are you? Do you want to chant Hare Krishna in a solitary place being worshipped by the innocent people as a great sadhu? Mind, you are a cheater and a rascal.
Обикновените хора като Садо, ти си един негодник и си един лъжец.
So one who thinks they will be a devotee on their own without becoming devoted to the devotees, they'll never go anywhere in Krishna consciousness.
И ако човек не стане преданен на преданите, никъде няма да стигне без преданен.
For those who become devotees of the devotees, they'll make rapid advancement back to home, back to God.
Тези, които станат преданени на преданите, ще направят
just like in India, many people are poor, they only have bicycle, they don't have car. But they have to go 30 kilometers to work every day. That's a long bike ride. So how do they get to work? They get on their bicycle and they grab a hold of a bus and they easily get to work. So in this way, you have to grab a hold of the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnava. If you can hold on to those lotus feet, then you will rapidly go back to home, back to God. So you must take hold of the lotus feet of Guru and hold on very tightly and never let go, you see. That's what I did. I've been holding on to Prabhupada's lotus feet ever since 1971. And I tell you, I'm never going to let go for all of eternity. I've grabbed onto those feet and I'm hanging on, never letting go. That's the secret of how to advance in Krishna consciousness. So, our time is up. Time now for a greeting. We thank you very much for attending today's class. Tonight we'll have a lecture here. That is our schedule. Who knows?
Yes.
Everyone come tonight. Lecture 6:30. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sankarshana Prabhu ki jai.